You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Later this hour, the perfect trade for the Tigers, according to one prominent baseball analyst. And I heard something from Wojo yesterday. I think it's the best thing on the station. And he took some shots at you. Well, he mentioned me by name. It was mostly Rieger who he was hosting with, but he mentioned me. He mentioned Valeni. He mentioned Stoney. He didn't mention you, John, but I think he lumped all of us on the station together.
No Wolverine on Wolverine crime.
And of course, conveniently left you out of it.
You got tarred and feathered enough yesterday after leaving the iPad on the plane.
Oh,
well,
yes.
Joe would have wanted to be kind.
But we'll get to that.
It's been a rough couple of weeks for me. I do want to ask you a question, and this is the mystery sports question. Mm-hmm. And we all know, right? We talk about the four major sports the most. Mm-hmm. Football, number one. And we could argue 2, 3, 4.
Whatever. We know what they are, basketball,
baseball, right?
Yeah.
There is something, now that we have worked together for more than a year, there's a word I don't think I've ever heard you say in any way, shape, or form. And it's an event, one of the biggest events is going on right now, and that is Wimbledon. I don't know that I've ever heard you say or whisper or even reference tennis. And I'm curious, is it just you believe you're an elite sportscaster?
Because what does that even mean?
You talk about, you know, every once in a while you'll even bring up golf and the British Open, and the majors. I know you talk about
majors,
some of those a little bit, but I don't think I've ever heard you even mention. I know it's never been in your prep.
I know it hasn't.
Tennis. And I'm curious, do you just hate tennis? Or can you just not play tennis?
Well, I don't think I'd be very good at it, no. But that doesn't stop me from talking about golf or football. Or
football, basketball.
Basketball, baseball. Now that you mention it, just about all of them. That's not great. All right, edit that out. No, your question is, do I hate tennis?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I hate it.
Because Wimbledon's going on right now, and there are a couple of Americans that are still in it. In fact, in the women's side of things, there's an American that's in the finals.
No, I consider myself like a core four sports fan. I don't really watch a lot of like boxing or UFC. I don't watch a lot of tennis. Golf, it's just the majors.
Mm-hmm.
And tennis, it's not even the majors.
Well, I think especially now if they're going to launch, you know, the next iteration of your video game addiction.
Oh boy.
You're not going to see any of Wimbledon because it's right around the same time every year. And right now, and I mentioned it, it's Anisimova who is she's the American that just took down the evil Sabalenka.
She's the Eastern European
tennis star.
Yes,
who threw Coco Gauff under the bus.
She's American, right? Coco Gauff?
Yes, she is, but she got eliminated early. And so there is an American woman who is in the finals, going to take on Swiatek.
I don't know any. I mean, I couldn't name more than the tennis people.
In the men's, there's obviously four left.
Federer still competing?
No, but Djokovic is.
Okay, so yes. He's part of that group. Like there was that
Djokovic
era
is taking on Sinner today, which we just heard in the
Sinner,
Open, which I know you weren't.
Wasn't that a movie that came out recently, Sinners?
Yes, this is plural. This is just one,
okay.
Sinner.
Okay.
And we've got Taylor Fritz, who's the American, taking on the Spaniard, Alcaraz, but I like to call him Alcatraz. Okay. And so I'm just curious, do you just hate the game itself?
I don't hate
tennis. Is it boring to you? One of my favorite bits of all time is Stoney doing tennis on the radio.
He loves tennis, doesn't he?
Well, he does. I don't say he loves it. He likes it. And he was kind of, this is the contrast. Like Stoney would always have around like the French Open, certainly Wimbledon.
Is Nadal still competing? That's his event, the French Open, right?
He's still plays, right?
I just haven't kept up with tennis. This is admittedly a blind spot.
Like, we all have blind spots. There's no question about it.
What I was going to say is like we only have so much bandwidth in this, and I'm probably more into hockey than the average person. I probably watch more of baseball outside of the Tigers than the average person. I typically don't get into what I would consider the secondary sports.
Look, I don't want to pin something like you're very well prepared at your job.
I'm not trying to say that. I don't care.
No, this is an interest level because I noticed something like as you came on to the morning show.
Yeah.
You've perked towards when golf things happen that we need to talk about. We talk about golf.
Yeah. Yep. But I don't do that for tennis.
You're
right.
I'm curious if you
this is good self scout for me. I really didn't.
I'm curious if you would I think hopefully for me, and I'm a very distant fan. I don't even know if I'll watch for sure Sunday. Probably won't. Because I got other things going on. But if you get an Alcaraz and Djokovic final.
Oh, it's a must watch.
That's like, this is the last, like, this is Joker's last kind of thing. Alcaraz is the guy that's probably, even though he's not the one seed, he's probably getting past the torch, right? He's going to be, he's going to win 15 Grand Slams at least, right?
Well, yeah. But, and here's why is like Djokovic was competing against Nadal and Federer.
Yeah.
So, like, they split all of these majors over the course of, 10, 15, 20 years. Now you've got a guy in Alcaraz who is his major competition? Who is he going to be competing against? And he may ultimately, break all the records because there's not that other dominant tennis player right now that he is facing. Okay,
I'm just curious, am I unique in this? Has tennis lost some cultural relevance, some star power? Like, the guys I'm referencing, you guys are laughing, aren't tennis stars anymore?
No, this is why I do think you're good at your job, because that's the question that I wanted to get to. Okay. For the sports fan, has tennis completely fallen off the radar? Are people watching? And if it's an Alcaraz and Djokovic final, like, does it do anything for you? Is the average sports fan, Has tennis just completely fallen off the radar? Not something that you're even interested in, because I would call golf a secondary sport. Now more people probably play golf. I don't know if they say more play golf than tennis, but I'm just curious, is tennis fallen off the radar for our listeners?
How long has it been since Serena competed?
I think her last major was in 2017. Now, she competed after that, but I think that was her last major.
Nothing post-COVID, damn. That's
so, the thing would be, if we did a topic, best athletes under 25, and somebody called in with Carlos Alcaraz, would you have known who that is? It wasn't that big of a blind spot, was it?
I think I'd by process of elimination, I would know he's not one of the core four.
Right,
he's
not
a golfer.
He's more Googled than any Carlos right now.
Okay, who's the second ever most Googled Carlos?
But when you put Carlos into Google, then Santana comes next, which is the guitarist.
Yes,
you know,
I know
the
that
musician. You know, here we know Carlos, not the Indian Guardian. I'll never get that right. Boy, never.
So the question is tennis falling off the cultural plate? Because you only have so much room on that plate these days.
Right.
And it's not all filled with sports. I mean, you make fun of me with the video games, but people have lives outside of this stuff too. And
right,
if tennis isn't part of that viewing, it's not on the agenda for you.
And I'd take it even one step further. Like, why has it fallen off? And has technology completely ruined the viewability of tennis? Because, and maybe it's not so much for women's tennis. Now, the Williams sisters, they had an unbelievable serve. Like, it was sometimes impossible to return. But in the men's side, with the rackets and the development that has happened, whether it's strings, it's rackets, it's the technology, you get a 140-mile-an-hour serve, and it's almost you're unable to return it. And so it can become a little bit boring. And in watching the men's, women's maybe a little bit more interesting because there's more volleys, there's more back and forth.
Like golf, the drive has taken over golf.
Yeah, the power.
And you hit yourself out of the trouble. In tennis, you don't have to volley. The character of both sports isn't quite where it used to be. I also think the personalities. Tennis used to be loaded with personalities.
Well, that's what I was going to say. For me, as not even a casual, I need the name, the anchor, the star power. And I think a lot of that has left tennis. And that doesn't mean it won't, you know, rebound. I just don't know who these people are. They'll win tournaments. Someone's going to stack five or six Wimbledons.
So for in terms of star power, it just needs to be more Americans that are winning it for you.
Not necessarily. Like, Nadal's not a thing anymore, right? He wasn't an American. I knew who Nadal was. I knew when the French Open came around that, like, there just became guys that you knew were going to be staples. And I don't feel like there are as many staples. Golf went through this a little bit post-Tiger. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Who were the staples? And some guys have bubbled up, nobody to Tiger's level, but at least there's some guys that you can root for or against. Rory is one of those guys people would root for or against. Bryson DeChambeau, you root for or against. Yeah. Who are the tennis stars that people have big-time rooting interests in? There aren't as many of them as there used to be. I say that as someone who doesn't have those to anchor me to the sport right now.
Right. I think Djokovic is he's kind of a there. Polarizing guy.
Yeah.
But I think he's... I don't want to say he's mellowed in the last couple of years, but he hasn't been as polarizing as he was. He was a very vocal guy. He was a guy that just, you know, people loved to hate. And now that there's not that rivalry between him and Federer, him and Nadal, like there's really not that. That's why if he ends up playing Alcaraz in the final,
you start to build the legacies.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, right now you don't have a real big rivalry. And like when you had Federer and Nadal, I know they played like it was 2008, an unbelievable match at Wimbledon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like it captured me. I was flipping around and I ended up watching the whole match. I'm just wondering if something like that would ever happen with you.
Like currently, no, I have no plans. I didn't know Wimbledon's final was Sunday.
You don't do breakfast at Wimbledon?
I don't.
Where are you doing breakfast at on Sunday?
That's amazing.
But I have a better. I couldn't tell you what month the French Open's in. Like, I know the calendar for golf. You know, I know the Masters is going to be in April, and I know they flipped it around a little bit. But you know, the British Open's going to be in July, I couldn't tell you when Wimbledon or the Australian Open typically fall.
I'm curious about the sports fans. Like, do you as well not know when these are? And I don't necessarily know you need to exactly know. Like what month Wimbledon is in or, you know, but you kind of know the time of year, but when it happens, are you even like, so one of the great things that I was able to do on vacation, especially since I was in Pacific Coast time in Vegas, you wake up and you're watching baseball at 10:40 and Wimbledon was on from the moment I woke up until, you know, 2 or 3 because of the time change and when they're playing.
Some of this might be that my read is that the audience doesn't care enough about tennis that I need to watch Wimbledon on Sunday because I don't feel like for this job on Monday I need
to watch.
It's not
going to be a hot topic.
I know, like U.S. Open, I want to see this epic finish and it may be something we talk about. Let us know. 248-539-9797. We will talk Tiger baseball, 8:35, the perfect trade for this team. End of the hour. Wojo stumbling into... what I think is a great Tiger topic. It's 97.1.
When it comes to an IRS collection or audit, you need a law firm that specializes in the resolution of all types of tax problems. And when dealing with the world's largest civil law enforcement agency, your case can take a lot of twists and turns. Your first call, your only call, should be to Abraham and Rose. Maurice and Jerry are prepared to advocate on your behalf, no matter if it's civil or criminal or even the Michigan Department of Treasury. So whether it's personal income tax or business payroll taxes that got you jammed up, you're going to need a real team of local lawyers, not a tax organization with a random individual that you're never going to meet. Visit abrahamandrose.com today or call 248-539-5040 so you never personally have to deal with the IRS.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast!
Oh my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You guys caught me off guard. The mystery sports question. Jim. Why don't you ever put tennis in the prep? Do you even watch tennis? Is tennis even part of your fandom?
Just as a sports fan, competition.
And I don't know. I guess no is the answer. Ticket text. John, we got to the question of, do people still care about tennis?
Yeah.
Because you said, well, Stoney used to always bring it up. And I don't know if...
Yeah, I mean, and my favorite bit, my absolute hands-down favorite bit that Stoney would do is tennis on the radio.
Wimbledon's going on right now. It's on the TVs in the studio. I just don't really bring it up. I wasn't even planning on watching this weekend. Ticket Texter says, I think the pickleball craze has taken over the interest from tennis for the average person. Signed, Rob.
I think as player, but I don't know that it's necessarily a spectator sport. I mean, what's the big pickleball tournament that you have to watch? And it, I mean, pickleball's not on ESPN, at least.
A little bit, but
maybe
not featured. Yeah. Stopped watching tennis, golf, and NASCAR when I cut the cord. I noticed them. I might tune in, but... They're channel surfing sports for me, from an unnamed texter. Djokovic is the Aaron Rodgers of tennis. Does that fit?
I think he used to be. I don't see that anymore.
I mean, he's the bad guy, and Rodgers is kind of taking the villain role. There's also a COVID element.
That. Who's more successful? Djokovic, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Says, I've heard of Monica Seles and Anna Kournikova. There you go.
Do you know what happened to Monica Seles?
When you say it, I'll probably have heard about it. I couldn't tell you right now.
She got stabbed by a fan on the court.
Okay, no, I didn't know that.
Huh.
I've never heard of Carlo Alvarez. Can any of these tennis players play hockey? Signed, Steve. The only relevant thing in tennis was the huge star that refused to get vaccinated. Djokovic, right? I think that's what he's referring to. Tennis has fallen off for me because of the lack of star power. See, that's what I said. He says, no Nadal, no Federer. When the big three were playing, the majors were more fun to watch. And I was looking back at it. I mean, 03 is when Federer won his first major. I was 10 years old. My entire life has been that era of tennis. And when they faded away, I never really picked up where they left off. Now, maybe it's to my loss because I'm looking at this now, and then Alcaraz has won 5 singles titles. This Sinner guy, this is Italian, he's won 3. Maybe this is the next generation that's blossoming, and I just don't care anymore.
Well, and I think it could change a little bit today in terms of people viewing on Sunday. If Taylor Fritz beats Carlos Alcaraz, and you have an American in both the men's and women's, now the women's will be played tomorrow. But if you have the opportunity to have a man or a male Wimbledon champ, I think it will change in the U.S. what American viewers are watching on Sunday a little bit. I don't know how much it moves the needle.
If you have 2 U.S. winners, men and women, it will be a headline on Sunday. But will it last Monday? I don't know, because who are these people? My thing is, for America to care about tennis, the casual person, you either have to have a dominant player or you have to have a player with personality.
Like a zany character.
So the examples, and they had a rivalry to a degree, Sampras and Agassi. Yeah. Agassi was the personality with the, quote, bleached mullet almost. And then Sampras was Tim Duncan playing tennis.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wimbledon's underway. Caught me off guard with that. We got Tiger baseball talk coming up at 8:35. The perfect trade for the Tigers, according to one of the prominent MLB insiders. A topic inspired by Wojo, maybe a brilliant Tiger topic. You guys will let us know that at the end of the hour. A Football Friday conversation in the 9 o'clock hour. But first, Heather with the news.
Well, Livonia residents, if you're caught driving a golf cart on a public road, you're going to be fined.
Where's that drop? You always know what I say.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Mess around in Livonia.
Yep. So, there you go. The police department says it's increasing enforcement of state law that prohibits the use of golf carts on public roads and sidewalks. They made the announcement on Facebook, and their post read, "While golf carts may seem like a convenient way to get around the neighborhood, they are not legal for use on Livonia streets or sidewalks. Our officers will take enforcement action against violations." They say a civil infraction carries a $100 fine.
Ooh, dropping the hammer.
Be careful out there. The man who helped stop a mass shooting at a Wayne County church by ramming the gunman with his car was just gifted a new truck by a local dealership.
Oh,
nice story here. Richard Pryor, a deacon at Cross Point Community Church, used his 2018 Ford F-150 pickup to run over the gunman, who was then, of course, fatally shot by the church security staff. And on Thursday, Pryor was given a 2025 Ford F-150 pickup by Jack Demmer Ford in Wayne to replace his vehicle because it was struck multiple times with gunshots. So
I didn't think Richard Pryor was still with us. It's Richard Pryor, the actor, the comedian, died in 2005.
Well,
yes,
this Richard Pryor lives on.
Yes.
And he says he's very grateful and very thankful for this new vehicle.
The joke for me and apparently Greg.
I got what you were saying, but I just didn't think it was that funny, John.
I laughed. Again, these jokes are all for one.
I know.
When you hear or you think of Battle Creek, you probably think of Kellogg's.
Cereal.
Yes, I mean, that's what, or cereal. That's at least what I think of. But soon, Battle Creek will be home to Ferrero, the company behind brands like Nutella, Butterfinger, things like that. Because
never lay a finger.
Ferrero, is set to acquire WK Kellogg in a $3.1 billion deal. So the deal will basically bring a bunch of brands together. You'll have Fruit Loops, Frosted Flakes, Nutella, Tic Tacs, Kinder.
Tic Tac.
Yeah, Rice Krispies.
Teddy had his first Tic Tac.
He did?
Yesterday.
Was it minty or no?
It was like, no, it was a minty one.
Oh, no.
And it did not go well.
No.
Well, what's wrong? And you see he's trying to scrape his tongue.
Yeah. I gave Emily a mint once, too, and it was just pure. Doesn't like that.
Do your kids like Nutella?
So those easy, like the one pack, the single pack that comes with the sticks. And the older kids used to have those, used to put them in their lunchbox. I don't know that Teddy's even ever tried it.
I don't think our kids have had it, but Colin loves it.
Yeah. Our kids eat it on pancakes.
Oh, it's good on everything.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with
it. I can't even remember last time I would have had Nutella.
No. NFL running back Najee Harris. Is that how you say his name?
Yes.
Good.
Well done.
Thank you. Was just injured during a 4th of July fireworks mishap. Don't know exactly what happened, but according to his agent, Harris suffered a superficial eye injury, but is expected to be back and ready for the NFL season. Like I said, details surrounding the incident not provided, but they did say that others at this gathering were injured as well.
I think somebody lost some fingers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yikes, I didn't see that. Yeah. So at least...
Yeah, but now every time fireworks comes up, we'll have to listen to the King of Smarm talk about J-Mo and JPP and throw in Najee Harris.
I didn't want it to be J-Mo. It's unfortunate it was Najee. I could say C, but you can't quite see as well after what happened. Be smart with fireworks, people.
Yeah, insert J-Mo laugh.
You may have seen this story.
Your joke was worse than mine.
Yeah, I know.
On social media, Libby Dunn was denied, or I guess rejected, during her attempt to buy Babe Ruth's old New York City apartment. She was really confident. She thought it was going to be hers, right? She was preparing to move. She hired an interior decorator, showing the place off to the boyfriend, right? And she says a week before she was supposed to get the keys, she got a call, and they said the co-op board denied her.
Did it say why? Like, they're concerned about a party atmosphere or
the attention she brings?
Because she was kind of speculating of what it could be. Could it just be that they don't want, you know...
younger people in there?
Well, could be her age. It could be that she's a public figure.
You don't want public figure? It's New York City.
She doesn't know why, but she got on TikTok and...
Vented?
Vented and, you know, said she was upset.
Shared her rejection.
Disappointment. You know, who wouldn't be... If you've ever gone through the home buying experience, I mean, you do get your hopes up for things. And you picture how you're going to decorate, where you're going to put things, and you hope your offer is accepted. And then you think it's going to be the best because, like she said, she was like, I was going to pay all cash. Like, I had a great
offer. Good for her.
I know, because it said this place sold in 2016 for almost $6 million back then. So I can only imagine what it was now.
She'll have an easier time finding a place here when Skeens is traded.
Okay.
That is not the perfect trade we're getting to next. That's the fairy tale trade. We'll get to trades that could happen. The perfect trade from one prominent analyst. It's next, 97.1.
Hey, summer is heating up, and there's nothing more refreshing than an ice-cold Surfside iced tea and vodka or Surfside lemonade and vodka to break the heat. Made with real brewed tea and real vodka, Surfside is only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and zero bubbles. That's right, no carbonation, so it's easy to sip and enjoy no matter what your plans are this weekend. Look for the can with the sunset stripes. So that bars, restaurants, and stores near you. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
John, you've heard of Jeff Passan, ESPN. He's all over the baseball coverage.
Yes, I have.
He put out his perfect trades for every contender in Major League Baseball. And for the Detroit Tigers, he said they need a swing and miss reliever and inserted David Bednar. Pittsburgh Pirates, their back of the bullpen arm with elite strikeout per nine numbers. He's bounced back from a rough 2024. He is infinitely available because he plays for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Mm-hmm. It's the perfect trade. Or is it? What's your perfect trade for the Tigers at the deadline?
So I've got five guys, and I've been a big proponent of the middle reliever. And it's really hard to find a guy that is just strictly a middle reliever. A lot of the guys that are being talked about or being marketed are closers.
Like Class A is on this list. I don't know if he's available or not, but he's on the list.
And I have one guy that I think fits the bill perfectly, but some of the names are David Bednar, one of them, obviously Pittsburgh Pirates. Another guy I've been talking about, Jake Bird for the Rockies. Both of those guys are going to be shopped around because both of those teams are terrible. They're not going to, they have no postseason hopes at this point. They're going to be sellers, and they're some of the best players on their team that, or most marketable players on their team that could help a contender. And so those are the two names that I think would be at the top of the list. And I'm going to give you a team that I don't necessarily know that they're going to be sellers, kind of in the same position as Boston is. And we've, you know, somewhat taken Bregman's name off the list because we think that they're just still going to go for it, a postseason run. The St. Louis Cardinals, they've got three relievers. Now, even if they're in it, they may decide to be one of those teams that, okay, well, we're going to dip our toe into it, but we also need to have an eye for the future. Maybe we can get a prospect for one of these guys. There's three names, and I think that the name that fits best for how the Tigers operate, and it's not just postseason, it's actually getting to the postseason, it's Steven Matz. Multi-inning lefty, a guy that's he's about a 3.3, 3.4 ERA, and they've used him, and tell me if this fits all right, as an opener.
Sounds familiar.
And they've used him. He usually goes 2-3 innings, gets you from your starter to your closer. Would that not fit perfect for this Tigers team?
Sounds like a hinch guy.
Now, when you get into the postseason, you're no longer going with the opener concept. I know the Tigers did last year, but that's because they only had Skubal. The staff is much different at this point right now going into the second half of the season. The other two guys, Phil Maton and Ryan Helsley, I think would both, they're probably better options in regards to their swing and miss.
Yes.
Their ERA, but they're more closer types. And I think the individual that this team needs is a guy that can get you from Casey Mize, Jack Flaherty, Reese Olson at the end of five or six to Canely and Vest.
Yeah, I don't know what shapes specifically Harris is looking for, if he throws like triangles or circles or squares or whatever, but like they'll look for a guy who throws stuff differently than they have in their bullpen. There's no doubt they should look to upgrade the bullpen.
And the reason I say St. Louis is they're in the National League. They're a team that is, they're flirting with a wild card spot, but I think we all would agree that the National League is better than the American League. especially at the very top with the Dodgers and the Mets and some of those teams. But it's a much more difficult road, even if you get into the postseason, of actually making it. So are they a team that says, you know what, we got a tough decision to make. Do we think we can actually make a run at a pennant? Or are we going to say, you know what, the best decision for our franchise is to sell one of these guys. We can still try and make that run.
You do a little buy-sell combo. Yeah. Or, you know, AJ said we don't really know all the sellers yet. I mean, if they go on a five-game losing skid, the decision gets made for them, that type of thing here. I mean, they're already out of it right now. I have no issue talking about relief pitching. I think relief pitching matters a ton in the postseason. Ideally, they would add a reliever and a bat. But to me, the perfect trade is Eugenio Suarez. Mm-hmm. He is that pop at third base that we've been talking about since the offseason. It's a position that they identified in the offseason they haven't filled yet. What about McKinstry? Well, this frees him up to be the super utility where he can play short, some third, and the outfield. Pinch hit, pinch run, coming as a defensive replacement. You let him be the super utility guy that he really is.
The all-star he is.
That's his value, is as a super utility guy. And it takes the pressure off of Matt Vierling. He has not been off to a hot start. Some of it understandable, no spring training. Mm-hmm. But when he was on the Phillies roster on the run of the World Series, he had a smaller, reduced role. That may be more ideal for him, too. Take the pressure off of Matt Vierling. Let McKinstry be the super utility. Give this team a prominent right-handed bat. Suarez is slugging over .550 this season. One swing of the bat in the postseason can flip a series. And I don't want to say the bullpen's fine as it is, but if I had to bet on Federer making something out of nothing, we've seen that, I'd like a bopper in the postseason, because bats cool off with good postseason pitching. Suarez has a great track record against the Dodgers the last 2 years, an OPS just shy of 1,000. And the name on this list that Passan has him going to is the Yankees. Mm-hmm. So it's a twofer. I keep him from the Yankees. I get him for the Dodgers. I let my super utility guys be super utility guys. Suarez is the perfect trade.
So match this up. Let's say this played out. The Tigers got Bednar and the Yankees got Suarez. Yankees are a wild card, win the first round 2 out of 3. Play the Tigers in a best of 5 in the second round.
Yeah.
You're sitting there with Bednar and they're sitting there with Suarez. They win. At least on paper. Now, you might still win the series, okay, because it's baseball. Baseball is very fickle, but that's where Scott Harris needs to win. That's winning at the deadline is getting to, I think we discovered this yesterday. Them needing another power bat is the most critical need if you plan on beating the Dodgers.
Because that's all this comes down to, is beating the Dodgers. Being the team that is the last team standing.
I'm still on you need a better bullpen.
Would you bet on Chris Federer to discover somebody the way he has for over a year now?
I don't know that body is there this year, because last year it did. It felt like they would bring up a guy with a 9 ERA.
Gunther. I know he's not on the team now, but
yeah, Salmon.
Chase Lee.
Like I haven't seen that same magic this year. Okay. And I just don't know that guy is there for Federer to work his magic.
Where do you pay the price? So your number one thing you're giving up at this deadline, are you going to give it up for a bullpen arm, or are you going to give it up for a power hitter?
I'd give it up for the power hitter. First of all, it's a much smaller field. I mean, Suarez is a very short list of guys who fill the need. Bullpen, John, you listed 3 guys on the same team. I mean, I can give up a secondary prospect, like
sure.
a lesser.
You're going to have to give up less for a reliever.
So if I have whoever the best player in the system Scott Harris is willing to trade, I would use that chip on a bat, and then I would go down the ladder to go get a bullpen arm.
And that's where, if all of these things go into the decision of who they're going to trade for, if you're talking to, you know, Eugenio Suarez's agent and the Diamondbacks, and you're looking at it going, all right, well, could we go get him? Sure. But do we want to get him for our team, but also so that he doesn't end up in New York for somebody that we're going to have to play? Because if you're just looking at what you're going to have to give up, you have more to work with than the Yankees do. Your farm system is by far much better than the Yankees farm system right now.
And that's the great irony of all of this, is the Yankees have the big payroll, right? And so do the Dodgers. But when the trade deadline rolls around, it doesn't matter how much money your payroll is. There's a new currency. Prospects. cash is king in the offseason. You get to the trade deadline, it's your farm system is your collateral. I mean, the Tigers are walking around with $100 bills now. Mm-hmm. They have a loaded farm system. They can trump anybody's offer. And it doesn't compromise their future, because if you give up one big piece, you still have four other guys in the top 100. And I don't even know that you need to give up a top 100 prospect to get the guys we're talking about. I mean, rental relievers and rental bats. I mean, we were on the other side of this a year ago. Did we get top 100 guys when we were sellers? I mean, those were rare.
I think the way the market seems to be developing, that Suarez, they're going to get more for Suarez than they should.
Because
the demand.
Right.
You know, so I would part with one of the lower top 100 guys that the Tigers have.
Lorenzo, maybe? Someone who's in double A?
I think, and it should be one of the catchers that are down there.
They got two catcher first basemen.
Both can hit left-handed. One of them's a switch.
And they have power.
Yeah.
And so you pair that with Dingler, that's almost harmless as long as you don't miss big on the right or wrong one.
Well, but that's part of the job of the president of baseball operations for Scott Harris. It's you draft, you develop, you trade, you sign. You also have to make decisions without the benefit of
knowing
hindsight.
You have to make the decision. Of knowing who is, because you may get the call from Diamondbacks that says, all right, we want this guy. And you're thinking to yourself, okay, that's fine, because we don't think he's the best one we have.
Right. It doesn't matter what the prospect rankings say. Our internal rankings are a little different, and we have preferences. And when Dabrowski was here, he would trade highly regarded prospects. Very few of them came back to bite this team. 248-539-9797. What do you guys think? The perfect trade for the Tigers. 248-539-9797. A silver bullet. One move to make. Is it Bednar? Is it Matz? Is it Suarez? Is it somebody else? Also mixing something Wojo said yesterday. I thought it was the best thing I heard on the station, and I want to tweak the topic a little bit for us. It's 97.1.
Hey, we're in the middle of summer, and things are getting hot. Don't wait. Whatever it is that you need, whether it's a plumbing issue, electrical issue, maybe a cooling issue, probably don't have a heating issue right now, you need to call the team at Mastercraft Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. They take care of my house, every aspect of it. They'll take care of yours just the same. Upgrade your system now, and you can save up to $1,000. Call for details, and you can also schedule a free in-home estimate. They offer same-day service as long as you call before noon, so there's still time to do that if you want to make sure that you've got great AC throughout the course of the weekend. You can find more information on the web at MastercraftHeating.com. That's MastercraftHeating.com.
We brought up perfect trades for the Tigers, gave ours. We want to know yours. 248-539-9797. We'll collect those ticket texts. Open lines. Driving around yesterday, and I heard Wojo and Rieger. And the banter for those guys is great. And Wojo's given Rieger a hard time because he accused Rieger of always trying to find drama with this baseball team. Right? Jeff, you're always looking for some drama. There's just no drama with the Tigers. We're enjoying this summer. It's a great summer. And then he accused Stoney and Valeni, and he mentioned me. He goes, too many hosts at the station are trying to manufacture, gin up drama with the team that doesn't exist. And he said, I want to stop talking and I want to start listening. When you guys talk about the Tigers with your friends, are you doing trade deadline talk? Are you interested in this crazy Skeens thing ESPN floated? Do you talk World Series and the arms race with the Dodgers? Because our job is ultimately to have our finger on the pulse of sports fans. And he kind of flipped it around on everybody. And I thought it was really interesting. So I would be curious from Tiger fans, as you're driving in today, do you have these same conversations that we're having? I mean, are you invested in the next 2 weeks trade deadline pursuit and all the rumors and the leaks and the hypotheticals? Or is there something else you're fixated on? I mean, is it just euphoria constantly? I don't know that we can come on the air every day and say, damn, the Tigers are good and move on. Like, what is it that you guys talk about and want to hear talked about with this team?
I got to believe at this time, it's a lot of trade talk.
Yeah.
And I got to give Tigers fans, I think, a little bit more credit. If they're talking about the Skeens trade, it's in the context of dreaming. What would that look like? Because I don't know that there's any, you know, fans that are actually looking at that saying that's a legitimate possibility. Right. There is in no world do I think Pittsburgh is going to trade Paul Skeens. And so I do think if they're talking about that, it's just, oh boy, what would that look like with Skubal and Skeens and the 1-2 punch in the postseason? I mean, like, why even play a – not that the Tigers will be in a 3-game series, but in a 5-game series, like, really, why even play it? Because no one's going to get a hit in it, probably 3 or 4 of those games.
Yeah. I think some of this is that it's happened so fast. We're not even a year into this era of Tiger baseball. I mean, this time a year ago, it was – how much time do you want to spend talking about a lousy baseball team? They're just going to sell anyway. And now you're thinking about, there's a very real world where we're playing in the World Series. That's a shift, seismic shift in less than a calendar year. So it feels like we kind of blew through some stop signs to get here. So the conversation didn't just kind of organically develop into, boy, they're really good. It's, they could be great. And do they have to capitalize? And what if Skubal leaves and there's drama? And is that how you guys view this baseball team? Do you feel like an increased sense of urgency and you're getting into it the same way? 248-539-9797.
And in Rieger's defense, and in your defense, I don't think we're trying to gin up topics in negative topics.
You know, Wojo, he loves gin.
Yeah, but the fact is we're talking about the Detroit Tigers. We were talking about them in June, which we didn't do last year. Talking about them in July, which we didn't do last year. The only thing that we talked about was, is Scott Harris going to be able to ace the trade deadline? Some of it was, you know, Skubal. Some of it was obviously Jack Flaherty. Mm-hmm. Where was he going to go with Jack Flaherty? And what was going to be the return? And what did that mean for future years of Tigers fandom? Now, we're not talking about those. We're talking about being buyers. We are analyzing every single game because we have the great pleasure and the great opportunity of analyzing every single game.
Good point. This is refreshing in that way. You have a team that every day
matters.
Couldn't have said that for Summers for a decade. Ticket text, 248-539-9797. I'm enjoying the moment. Everyone's up in arms. We have multiple All-Stars and the best record in baseball. This is a chill summer for me.
We have as many All-Stars as anybody else. If you throw the bat boy in there, we've got more than anybody else.
Yes. I agree with Wojo. The issue is you guys are not used to a winning team. Good fans don't care about 3 random losing streaks in a long season. You just know you're good.
Okay. So, I mean, so is that a proponent of, well, hey, turn the radio on. The Tigers are good. And then let's move on to Lions talk.
Like, no, I mean, then we do that. They go, why aren't you talking about,
why aren't
really
you talking
good
about the Tigers,
team?
A really good baseball team?
Yeah, I just think it's, I'm flipping it back on people because if they think that we're forcing a conversation that they don't think is real, then what is the real conversation with the Tigers? Like, are they truly this drama-free team? What is the true conversation with the Tigers? Because I'm a fan as much as I am a host. I get excited about what's happening in this city.
Yeah.
I get excited about last year we got playoff baseball. And this year we should get more, and it should be a deeper run, and they're better.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so let me throw this at you. I think people are they're just enjoying this so much that you have a game like last Sunday with McKinstry and the wild pitch, but
yeah.
And you go, well, what's your favorite play of the year? People would love to talk about that stuff. That's something we haven't done, really. I think that's where people are. I think there's a Lions element to this, and with the freshness, how quick it's flipped. Fans are very, I think, because they're really good.
Yeah.
Their record, just like the Lions last year, that they don't like. They're going to give them the benefit of the doubt. Come a playoff game, you saw some people get critical of Jared Goff.
But is that not the lesson here, right? Last year, Lions go 15-2. It'll be okay. It'll be okay until it abruptly isn't. So when we say Tigers have the best record and we bring up, hey, John wants this reliever, Jim wants this bat, and people go, it'll be okay. It'll be okay until it abruptly ends and you regret that you didn't do more.
Yeah. And just the first thing that popped in my head when you said, like, what's the best moment or the best game, I instantly go to Javi's walk-off. And some of it was the moment. It was Javi's walk-off. But I keep seeing the Guardians catcher, as soon as the contact happened, takes his helmet off with disdain, walks away because he knows it's over.
Red Sox catcher.
Oh, sorry. Say yes. Yes. But that was beautiful.
It's funny because you were gone.
Yeah.
Monday, I came in and said the most satisfying moment of the season was what they did to the Guardians, which just passed Baez's walk-off homer against the Red Sox. And the reason why I picked Sunday was It's the sweep. It's those guys. You buried them. You turned a page on the division. And they did it in a comeback late in a true gritty, I know it's overused, but true gritty way where McKinstry comes in and steals a base, scores on a wild pitch, plays a new position, and they roar in extra innings fueled by that. Like, that to me was the most significant, satisfying moment of the season.
I also think most of us here at the Ticket think this team has a little bit more weaknesses maybe than the fan does out there.
Maybe.
And that we're kind of like, they need to do something coming up here if we're going to see this all the way to the end game, right?
Yeah.
And I think some people find that to be over, instead of just enjoying what's happening now and waiting, you know, until at least after the All-Star break to talk deadline. But these things are put out there. Like, I thought the Skeens thing was laughable, but, you know, I don't have a problem with people talking about it at the same time.
Well, it's funny because Rieger goes, hey, if you don't want to talk about it, I will at 8 when you're gone.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, he was interested. And Rieger's thought is, it's not really about, is this trade going to happen? Like, Pittsburgh's not trading a guy with 5 years of control. It was about the conversation it represents. How all in are you? Are you willing to nuke multiple prospects if it gives you this decided 1-2 advantage in your rotation? Like, how aggressive do you want this team to be?
We got this text earlier. We didn't read it, but I'll bring it up here. It applies to this to a degree. Somebody texted in and said, when we were talking about the trades earlier in the show, the Tigers have 5 or 6 All-Stars, or 5 All-Stars, and the Dodgers have 4. Or
what? No, it's the Tigers. Yeah, the Tigers, if this my stuff that's floating out there is true, he would be their 6th All-Star, and the Dodgers only have 5.
Yeah, and to me, that's almost, is it fact?
It's fact, but it's kind
of... Are they better than the Dodgers?
No, it's this little cute thing that we do. Like, well, the Dodgers are better than us. We played 3 games head-to-head, and they beat us in all 3.
To open the season.
Oh, that doesn't count.
Lots happens. John, it does count.
John, if the Tigers swept the Dodgers, I'd be hearing about it every single day, even if it was the first 3 games of the season. It doesn't only work one way.
Right, but it's... We say this all the time. Sometimes it's not who you play, it's when you play them. And if you played them now with so many of their pitchers not being available, and even Shohei, like, he's available for an inning, maybe 2. Like, that's a factor in playing the Dodgers.
Okay,
and
but what
they
if I
go
play
on stretches where they can't score runs.
What if I play him in October and they added Sandy Alcantara at the deadline and Shohei's pitching full games now and Blake Snell's healthy and their lineup's better? It is. No matter how many runs we score, their offense has been better, and they have proven postseason bats.
Well, I mean, again, in October, that's a conversation for October.
But we have more All-Stars.
Like, okay, I'm not going to get caught up in that.
But that's the level of, like, can we just ground the conversation reality? They're better than us. Doesn't mean we can't beat them. Doesn't mean you can't see what happens in a World Series. But it's, can we ground it in some reality?
Yeah, I'm not arguing the fact that their lineup isn't better. Their lineup is
their team is
clearly better.
Their team is better
when healthy.
Yeah, I mean, even injured, they're within 3 games of us in a much tougher division in a much tougher league.
Yes, but it's again,
and they beat us head to head. I mean, there's a way to compare teams. I know we can't
in
play
March.
We can't play them
every
series.
So I'm not going to compare a March team with an October team because we have no idea what happens in between and those that are available at that time, those that aren't.
248-539-9797. Some ticket texts, some phone calls, the drama-free Tigers. What are the conversations you have with your friends? Is it stuff like trade deadline and World Series and that, or is it more kick your feet up? I just can't believe what's happening. We're going to get to some football talk in the 9 o'clock hour, making it a football Friday. It's 97.1.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card, buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.